Welcome, everyone, to the latest episode of the Pharmaceutical Commerce Podcast. I'm Nico Saraceno, editor of PC. I'm pleased to be joined by Peter Axe, CEO and founder of UpScript Health, a direct-to-consumer telehealth company. Among various topics on today's agenda, he'll be discussing the current landscape of shortages and how they impact patients, what's needed to remedy drug supply chain issues, and much more. So first of all, Peter, thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show and join me today. I really do appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Nico. I'm delighted to be here and appreciate the opportunity to talk about UpScript and supply chain shortages, et cetera. So thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So first of all, Peter, according to the ASHP, which is short for the American Society of Health Pharmacists, ongoing and active drug shortages are the highest they've been since the association began tracking this back in 2001. For the listeners and the viewers and the readers, would you mind just elaborating on why that is the case? And if you want to share your thoughts on just what the current landscape of the shortages is looking like in general.
Sure. Well, today there are, by latest count, over 320 drug shortages. And some of those are for very important drugs, cancer-related drugs, saline solutions for injectables, ADHD medications. Of course, the GLP-1s are in short supply. So there's a lot of very important medications that are in short supply, which is obviously not a good state of affairs if you suffer from any particular ailment where you're trying to get relief. Typically, when you see a shortage in an industry, it's either a demand problem, excessive demand, or it's a supply problem in that they can't manufacture enough product. Well, this is sort of a perfect storm right now in that we have both supply and demand problems. On the demand side of the equation, you have unprecedented development of therapies that are leading to great solutions for people, great, have really a very, very positive impact on people's lives. And the reality is that's created a lot of demand for products. In addition, you have products like weight loss medications and ADHD drugs that are in extremely high demand because they're brand new remedies and brand new solutions. You have changing demographics in the population leading to polypharmacy, meaning patients taking multiple medications. It used to be that about 55% of Americans were on some sort of medication just about 4 years ago. Today, that's about over 70% of patients are on medications, and many of those are polypharmacy medications. So there's just a lot of demand, which is outstripping any supply. Add to it the supply constraint problems, which is since the pandemic, there have been supply chain issues. There continue to be. We've seen some relief, but not a lot of relief. You see worker shortage. A lot of that's educated workers that understand how to mix drugs, how to work in manufacturing facilities and clean rooms, et cetera. Labor is in short supply. And furthermore, because we don't have transparency in this industry, we really don't know what's happening in a lot of the international markets, whether it be China, which manufactures a number of our drugs, Canada, Europe. They all manufacture drugs for the United States. And so we don't really have great insight into what's happening and why there are shortages there. But we assume it's sort of a lot of the same issues we see in the United States.
That's a fair assessment. And I know you mentioned the worker shortages, and obviously this leaves the manufacturer scrambling. And now when it comes to these shortages, Peter, obviously you'll get into this later too, but how are the patients starting to notice this at this point? And how is it really like affecting their lives at this moment?
So I think about the patient is on a continuum. At the low end of the spectrum is you have patients can't get the drug at all. And at the high end of the spectrum is you have patients that can get the drugs and be on therapy in normal course of things. And in between those two, you have all sorts of issues. You have issues where there may be drugs in the market, but you can't locate the drugs. So you have patients shopping pharmacies, going to 5 and 10 different locations to determine whether or not there's a supply or making lots of phone calls. You have patients that maybe can get the remedy, they can get the therapy, but they can't get it in the doses they want, or they can't get it in the volume they need. So they start restricting their intake. They might take an oral medication every other day instead of every day. They may not be able to titrate up into the medication. They may find that there's a gap in their therapy, that they may not be able to get the drug for 2 weeks, but then it'll eventually come to them. So there's all sorts of scenarios that happen for patients along that continuum. And frankly, I don't see relief in that for some time to come. I mean, there's just a lot of significant issues.
It's a bit of a scary thought too, isn't it? Is that the fact that there potentially won't be relief in sight for quite some time. So like even keeping that in mind, depending on how long that could potentially take, what do you think needs to be done in order to help kind of mitigate some of these challenges that surround the drug supply chain at this point?
I think transparency is critical to this marketplace. And it isn't necessarily that we need new legislation. I suspect the regulators have enough legislation in place to do what they need to do. But the regulators need to demand information, and they need to demand it from manufacturers, whether they be international manufacturers or domestic. They need to understand from the payer community and from PBMs where the supply chain is breaking down. Right now, we're not well informed about what's happening in the supply chain. Is it a manufacturing issue? Is it a bottleneck in distribution? Is it a bottleneck in the payer world? But there's lots of different factors here, and we just need better transparency in the system. You know, one of the things I'll add is, and I've talked to you this, Nico, in the past, is UpScript, our company, is able to provide a digital solution to pharma. We bring medications direct to consumer. And the way we do that is by putting a button on a pharmaceutical manufacturer's website. Consumer then clicks on that button, they come to our platform. Because we have a direct relationship with the pharmaceutical manufacturer, we're actually able to create a supply that is going to be available to patients. And that sort of streamlines a lot of these bottlenecks that are in the marketplace. So we can have an active supply always available to us to be able to fill prescriptions. And so, you know, we think digital solutions like UpScripts are one of the factors helping the marketplace and will continue to help the marketplace. Another factor will be the impact of AI. AI will be able to better predict where there are shortages and where there will be blockages in the marketplace.
That's interesting too. I know you mentioned you could, via UpScript, you're able to kind of guarantee supply with these manufacturers. Is that due to some, I'm assuming you guys reached some sort of X agreement as to like guaranteeing X amount of like medications and things like that, or how does that work?
So it's more the way UpScript works is we provide for a telehealth visit on the internet. We then, let's say we write a prescription if it's appropriate for the patient, that prescription is then filled. It isn't necessarily filled by us. But what we do with the manufacturer is they usually put us in touch with a hub services company or some sort of fulfillment source that we know will have a guaranteed supply. In addition, we have patient support people in our offices that will shop in the marketplace and determine where supply is available. So they'll facilitate the process with the patient to determine exactly where they can find the medication. But the best scenario is we work with a pharma company partner, and they almost guarantee us supply because they have a fulfillment partner that we're working with as well.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. I wanted to get into legislation a bit, but I know you were saying it's maybe not as much of an impact as people might believe. So I was wondering if you had any other additional thoughts on that, or any other perhaps thoughts that you wanted to add before we dropped off.
Sure. And I think, look, in short, if you need to rely on legislation in today's Congress, you will wait a very long time to solve the problem. So to me, again, I suspect there's sufficient legislation out there, sufficient statutory guidance that allows the regulators to do what they need to do. The issue then becomes the regulators need to be very proactive and very aggressive in demanding levels of transparency and demanding to better understand where those bottlenecks are. And frankly, they need to inform the patients. They need to inform consumers as to why things are happening. We don't know why GLP-1s are in such short supply. We know that there's been extraordinary demand and nobody can keep up with demand. But the reality is there isn't enough plant capacity in the world for all the GLP-1 demand. So what's being done to mitigate that? Well, we've heard about Novo Nordisk is making a large investment in facility in North Carolina, I believe it is, which will bring on a certain number of volume capacity. And so that's the level of transparency, and even more than that, to be able to really understand what's happening in these shortages. Again, that's just GLP-1s, but we don't know why there are shortages in cancer space. There's lots of cancer drugs that are in short supply right now. We know part of it's related to a saline solution issue, but we don't really know the details of that. Why can't the world make enough saline solution? It seems like a relatively simple thing to do. So again, transparency will add to this. AI will help solve some of the problems, but the regulators need to be very aggressive in demanding answers as to where the supply chain is breaking down.
Certainly will be interesting to see if they can be aggressive in doing so and getting those answers from members of the supply chain, like you said, to kind of have that end-to-end supply chain visibility and transparency. I think that's like an overarching theme within our industry. So thanks again, Peter, for taking the time to join me today on the show and to kind of break down a bit of the science behind these shortages while also sharing some information about UpScript Health. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks, Nico. Delighted to be here. Thanks again for your time.
Thanks for listening to the latest episode of the Pharmaceutical Commerce Podcast. Be sure to stay in the loop of all our latest updates by visiting pharmaceuticalcommerce.com or our Audioboom page. Take care, everyone.